Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus. Farm safety is critical for agriculture, both on and off the farm.
That equipment from one field to another is perhaps the most dangerous thing the farmer has to do today, simply because everybody's moving down that road in a hectic pace. They have to get somewhere quickly. And, you know, if they're just a little bit patient, they spend no more time out there than they would a couple of cycles at the stoplight in town.
Farm safety is critical for agriculture, both on and off the farm. National Association of Farm Broadcasting President Max Armstrong, who co-hosts This Week in Agribusiness and hosts daily radio shows across the country, says it's important to share the road with the agriculture community.
When they're just giving that farmer a little bit of breathing room in a very busy and tense time of the year. That's the other thing, I guess, that strikes me about a harvest. You know, there's so many pressures, especially when we've got, say, a storm front on the horizon coming in. The economics of the business are challenging. There are just a lot of things that come into play. You can have, parts problems, a breakdown mechanically, and it's just a high-pressure time, and we get distracted sometimes, too. So keeping focus, I guess, is an important thing as well for that producer.
Max adds keeping children safe on the farm is an added concern.
The loss of a child in a farming community has a devastating effect, not just on that family, but the ripple effect throughout the entire township and neighboring townships.
We'll have more in a moment.
The North American International Livestock Expo returns to Kentucky's Exposition Center October 31st through November 16th. Bring the family out for the rodeo. Shop the North American Marketplace. Visit the Children's Barnyard and more. Be sure to wear pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night Friday, November 10th at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. A portion of each ticket is given to Horses and Hope, a breast cancer awareness group.
For the past year, Armstrong has served as president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, a nationwide organization that includes farm broadcasters from nearly every state. He says farm broadcasters are dedicated to sharing the message of farmers and agriculture year-round.
It's the personality that is so powerful, and I guess that's the thing that I've been stressing as I've traveled this year. We have a bunch of great, strong personalities in agriculture broadcasting who know the subject exceedingly well, and can convey that information not just to the farmer or the rancher out of the western part of the country, but to the people in town also who are purely consumers.
Max is presiding over the 74th annual NAFB convention this week in Kansas City, Missouri. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.